Left 4 Dead, My Journey Home from Everest, by Beck Weathers with Stephen G. Michaud. Copyright 2000 by S. Beck Weathers. Read by Buck Scherner. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Left 4 Dead, My Journey Home from Everest. For Peach, Beck 2, and Meg, who gave me the vision to stand and rise from the dead. Madan K.C., who showed us the power of a brave heart. David Brashears, Ed Visters, Robert Schauer, Pete Athens, and Todd Burleson for keeping me in the Brotherhood of the Rope. And in memory of Andy Harris, Doug Hansen, Rob Hall, Yasuko Namba, Scott Fisher, Nawang Topshi Sherpa, Chen Yunan, and Bruce Herod, my deepest sympathy for their families. Part 1. 1. On the evening of May 10, 1996, a killer blizzard exploded around the upper reaches of Mount Everest, trapping me and dozens of other climbers high in the death zone of the Earth's tallest mountain. The storm began as a low, distant growl, then rapidly formed into a howling white fog laced with ice pellets. It hurtled up Mount Everest to engulf us in minutes. We couldn't see as far as our feet. A person standing next to you just vanished in the roaring whiteout. Wind speeds that night would exceed 70 knots. The ambient temperature fell to 60 below zero. The blizzard pounced on my group of climbers just as we gingerly descended a sheer pitch known as the Triangle above Camp 4, or High Camp, on Everest's South Col, a desolate saddle of rock and ice about 3,000 feet below the mountain's 29,035-foot summit. 18 hours earlier, we had set out from the South Col for the summit, heartened as we trudged along by a serene and cloudless night sky that beckoned us ever upward.